It's Who's On First with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson.
I mean, the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on ESPN Radio.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Woo! Here's Carl and Kyle.
And good evening, and welcome to the first ESPN Radio Savannah Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here, and it's all presented right here by the Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street. Okay, I'm a little getting tongue-tied here. We're just starting off the first day, but, you know.
Doing okay there, Coach?
I don't know who's on first. I don't know.
Who's on first? There you go. But, yeah, that's right.
I'm Carl DeMasi, the coach from Coach Makos, and then we have, of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson from the Pride of the Lions.
Pride of the Lions for St. Andrew Sports. And we've also, in the fall, covered a little
bit about
Raider. Yeah, Raider Report.
There you go.
So, covering a little bit about Savannah Christian. But right now, Coach, it's almost baseball season.
I know. Baseball's been very, very good to me, and Kyle wants to talk baseball.
Yes, I do want to talk baseball. We got a lot to talk about, especially about Major League Baseball and the hometown Atlanta Braves. Remember, you can catch every Atlanta Braves game right here on the flagship ESPN 104.3 Savannah and 1400 AM and 92.7 in Hilton.
What's a flagship?
What's a flagship?
Yeah, I don't know what a flagship. What's a flagship?
Do you know what it is?
No, I don't know what it is. What it is?
Okay,
it's the leading station for the Atlanta Braves.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
All right. You know, that sounds good. All right. But hey.
I know. I got you off guard here. I'm throwing a couple of curveballs at you.
Well, you got to cut that out. I got my notes right here.
You got to cut that out. You know, I'm from Chicago. You got to cut that out.
Yeah, I was about to say. You say, you're not from Chicago. I am. But anyway, Coach, we got a lot to talk about right now.
Well, first of all, it's been a long time since we've done this. How have you been, Kyle?
I've been doing okay. I feel like, geez, outside of seeing you for the promo the other day, I haven't talked to you in like, I don't know, what, 2-3 months?
It's got to be 2 or 3 months. I'd walk in, you'd walk out, you know, I'd be recording, then you come in and record.
Hey, Coach, you recording? I'm not recording. Are you recording?
No, I'm not recording.
I need you to get out. Come on, man. We only got one booth.
All right, but, you know, the last time we talked was going into the World Series, okay? We did 4 Who's On First baseball shows last year right here for ESPN Radio Savannah. Right now, we're at the presenting sponsor's place, the Rail Pub, 405 West Congress Street. Come on down. Say, hey, we got a lot of gifts to give out, don't we?
Yeah, I would say we got a bunch of swag here thanks to our friends at Bud Light. We've got a lot of great stuff. Got some hats, got some cards here. And, Coach, of course, this is a very special place to me. It's one of my favorite pubs in Savannah. It's my favorite pub in Savannah. I just have to say.
Well, when you only live a mile away, it's walking distance. Hey, better be your favorite pub.
You can't tell people that.
I'm not giving your address.
You know, it'll be easy to spot. It's the one that's got the Wrigley Field sign right in the window. So you tell me.
Now you just gave it away, Cubby fan. You just gave it away.
Well, come on by it. Just bought a house. It's somewhere downtown Savannah. If you can find it, yeah. Come on, we'll have.
Now,
a
Yankee fan in the Bronx won't give you that.
No, they won't.
You'll see too many Yankee flags in the windows.
Yeah, you won't see it at my house, I'll tell you that. But hey,
let's start off, okay? Let's recap what happened in 2017.
Okay, so 2017, okay, another year, another team winning the World Series as a result of a long rebuild, and of course I'm talking about
a long drought. Did they ever win the World Series?
No, they never have. Going back to their expansion year in 1962, and going through two leagues.
And who did they come in with?
I was about to say, well,
the New York Mets.
Well, they
the amazing Mets.
Of course.
And it only took them 7 years to win a world championship.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about 1969. But the Houston Astros finally
were. Ron Santo, eh, baby?
Yeah, that only hurts a little bit. So, yeah, I'm a Cubs fan if you haven't noticed. But, yeah, of course.
And I'm a New York guy, so I know my Mets. Tom Seaver, Jerry Grody, and the whole gang.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're a Yankee fan in disguise. We all know that. But the Houston Astros won the World Series. It was a great World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Of course, knocking out my Cubs in the NLCS, but that's another problem altogether. And great World Series, and it's pretty crazy when you get 2 back-to-back Game 7 World Series.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty great.
The Indians against the Cubs the year before, the Cubbies pull it out. And now this year, Houston pulls it out against
Los Angeles. Against the Dodgers.
And I still can't get over Houston beat Los Angeles in the World Championship because Houston was a National League team.
Yeah, I mean, they did the
flip. But let's kick them over to the American League.
Hey, everything's even now. You got 15 teams in each league. But, yeah, it was a compelling World Series. Of course, local boy Josh Reddick from South Effingham High School.
A Mustang.
His ring.
But where was he born?
Where was he born?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Savannah, Georgia. There you go.
Was he?
Yes, he was.
I know. I've got the stats right here.
He lived in Savannah, Georgia, and went across the county line and went to South Effingham High School.
Hey, they got good schools over there.
They do.
Nothing wrong with that.
We got good schools here, too. So don't talk to a teacher that works here in Chatham County, buddy.
Nothing wrong. Oh, yeah, you've taught a few people how to drive in your day and go just about everything in the area. So, Coach, All right. First up, how much time do we have in this segment? Because I want to talk about and get everybody ready for what we're going to talk about tonight.
Well, let's get them quickly, give them the lineup, because we got to get out of here. We're almost about a minute short to get out of here because a little technical difficulty, but we're ready to go. Give them the lineup there, buddy.
Here's how we're going to get things started. We wanted to talk a little bit about, we're going to get you ready for opening day for the Atlanta Braves. Of course, the Braves, you can hear all their games here on 104.3, 1400 AM, ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And 92.7.
And 92.7 now in Hilton Head Island. So make sure to tune in. You catch every Braves game here, 162 games. Then in our third segment, we're going to go down on the farm, talk about some of the prospects as the Braves have one of the best farm systems in all of Major League Baseball. Then we're going to go around the horn in both leagues and talk about the focuses for the National League and American League, give you some of our projections, who we think are going to win the divisions. Hey, it's early, but it's fun to make.
You know, we're playing two here.
Huh?
We're playing two here. It's a great day to play two. You know that.
Yeah, Ernie Banks told me.
2 hours. We're going to go from 6 to 7 and until 7 to 8. So yeah. In the second hour, where are we going?
Okay, second hour, we're going to bring things back after we talk about our American League focus. We're going to go a little bit local and talk about some Savannah and Hilton Head area minor league baseball players and some guys that have made it to the show in the major leagues, talk about how they're doing. We're going to wrap things up. We want to talk a little bit about St. Patrick's Day, which, of course, is coming up. We're right in the middle of it, right in beautiful downtown Savannah.
At your favorite pub?
Absolutely at my favorite pub. And guess where I'm going to be on Saturday morning?
The Rail.
Thank you for some of my Rail buddies, you know, that made the trip out here. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the specials that are coming up here and talk about what everybody can expect this weekend. And then we're going to go ahead and wrap it up and throw in a few specials along the way. But, hey, we also got some great giveaways, and we're going to talk about that at the end of the next segment. But right about now, we need to go ahead and take our first break. Take us out,
Kyle, you're out.
I'm out?
You're out. We're out. First segment's done. First inning's done already.
Remy, we're out of here.
We're out of here. But remember, you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here at the Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street, downtown Savannah, my buddy Kyle Lawson's favorite place. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Yeah. Now, back to Carl and Kyle.
And welcome back to Who's On First Base, Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, and it's presented by the Rail Pub. That's right, we're live at the Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street right here in downtown Savannah. My co-host Kyle Lawson's favorite place to be, and I'll tell you right now, Kyle, it's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's a pretty great pub. There's a brand new bar right outside. It's gorgeous, and they threw it up in about 10 days, which is pretty amazing, trying to get ready for the St. Patrick's Day holiday, which, of course, in Savannah, Georgia, is absolutely nuts. And that's right. Yeah, we are doing some giveaways right now. We got some people signing up right now. If you are in the air and you want to come by, we have some golf passes here. Go anytime you want. And we also have, let's see right here. Oh, what do we have here? Oh, that's right. We got weekend passes to Rockville. That's right. The Rockville Festival down in Jacksonville, which will be for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday starting on April the 27th. I would really like to go to one of these, but hey, I can't win, but you can. So make sure you come to the Rail
Pub. Ozzy Osbourne, baby.
Oh, yeah. Got to see him. Never got to see Ozzy solo, but I saw Black Sabbath, which is amazing. And that's good. But hey, we're talking baseball here, and we're going to bring it back here. And in the second segment, we're actually going to get you ready for opening day for the Braves. So the Braves, of course, are in the middle of a rebuild and a lot of changes, of course. The firing of John Caballella, the general manager. For
when you cheat and you bring in these international fans.
And the hammer came down hard, and he is currently serving a ban.
We lost 13 draft picks, didn't we?
We didn't lose that many, but the big thing you're going to remember, and just remember, most of the guys that are going to be, hey, yeah, go ahead and take that selfie. Come on.
Photobomb. Come on, let's photobomb. There we go.
Yeah, appreciate that. But
you got to love it. She's got a Montreal Expo hat on.
Oh, I know. I knew that. Yeah, I got a good friend, Allison, here. She owns the Squeaky Beaver, one of the co-owners. And Beth, just go ahead and grab that hat. It's right there. Just
all for you. All for you. Come on, we got a lot of swag here. Come by and see us.
We got some cards. We got some T-shirts. Got a lot of great things here. But thank you. Thanks for coming.
All right,
by.
I threw another curveball. Let's get back on track.
No worries here. But
so we're talking about the Braves and about the international players that were illegally drafted.
Kevin Maton was the big piece that they left. And, of course, you know, international player, he is now a part of the Los Angeles Angels organization. But if you're looking at a fun farm system, the Braves, of course, have one of the tops in baseball. We're going to talk about that in a later segment. What I want to talk about right now is getting you ready for opening day and look at some of the projected starters right now.
Well, that's always a question. Who is going to start for the Braves? Okay, we lost 90.
Of course, the team in transition.
We lost 90 games last year. But Kyle, this is the fourth year we're rebuilding. When's it going to end?
It's getting close.
Tom Glavine.
Well, I mean,
we got to bring some of these pitchers back. Maddox,
and trust
Smoltz, come on, we need some good pitching here. That's the key, is the pitching, if you ask me.
Well, the pitching is always the key, but you have some strong offensive, young offensive players that are starting to show their face, and they're going to.
All right, you're a baseball man. I'm a baseball coach. What wins games? Your bats or your pitching?
Your pitching is always going to win you games. And what I'm talking about, there's a lot of great pitching down on the farm. What I want to talk about right now is the guys that you can look forward to seeing right now that are going to be your starting nine on opening day.
And there's only one that really matters, one right now to me.
Who's that?
He's a free man.
Oh, you mean
Freddie?
Oh, of course. The captain, and almost to say, I mean, yeah, he's almost like the ancient Mariner on the team.
He's not that old.
I know, but you got to call him something.
All right, so let's start with Freddie Freeman, okay?
Okay, so what I want to do right now, Freddie, of course, is going to be manning first base. Big shocker there. Freddie will be with the club. He is controlled until, I want to say, 2019 or 2020 right now. And he's not going anywhere. Right now, he is the leader. He's the face of the franchise. And he is getting together a good mix of young players and a really fun young infield. And that all starts, of course, let me just go over what...
Oh, you got to start with a hot throb if you're starting in the infield.
Okay, well, let's... You know what?
Let's go, Dansby.
I'll get to Mr. Dansby. Okay.
Oh, you got to start with Albies, though. That's who you want to start with.
No,
you drooling.
I'm just... Okay, yeah. I love that double play combination. It's going to be great. But let me go ahead and just give you what I think is going to be the opening day projected lineup. You're going to see Ender Inciarte.
Who batted 301 just like Freddie Freeman?
Oh, of course he did. And he plays gold glove defense. He's going to be incredible. You got Ozzie Albies, who's going to get a full season at second
base.
I'm
going to make you jealous.
Huh?
I saw him in Class A ball.
Oh, that's why I love you.
Jamestown.
That's woo, Jamestown.
Yep. Upstate New York.
That's it's New York Penn. That's low A.
Yeah, he was there when my son was there.
That's right. I would say, hey, we're going to talk about Mr. Dominic Amasi later in the show. Let's get
so you got Albies, Freeman.
So you got Albies, Freeman. Behind the plate, you're going to have the veteran catcher Tyler Flowers. He's going to split time with Kurt Suzuki. Of course, you got another great veteran right fielder in Nick Markakis. You're going to get Johan Camargo playing third, who I have really liked. I liked what he did last year, and I think he could potentially be the third baseman of the future for the Braves.
But he, going into the season, he's got a back issue now.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of a back issue, but most likely I think he's going to be your opening day starter. Thank you, Shauna. Take a picture. And then you're going to be looking at left fielder, still a fairly young player in number 20, Preston Tucker, and, of course, Dansby Swanson playing shortstop. One of the great things is when Ozzie Albies got called back up was he had the ability to get things restarted with his old buddy, his old double play combo with Ozzie Albies. And, I mean, him just flicking it over to second is always great, and you've got the sure-handed first baseman in Freddie Freeman at first. Now let's go over to the pitching staff, which there is still, it's not 100% nailed down right now, but what I can tell you right now,
just to let everybody know, you're listening to Who's on First Baseball Show right here at the Rail Pub. Come on down, say hi. We're breaking down Braves baseball right now, and I just interrupted. I had to take one of those six.
I had to take one of those six trips
to the mound, which in baseball this year is going to be ridiculous. But
hey, the managers are going to figure that out, and the players are going to figure that out.
So
we'll talk about
I had to
later.
Stop you right there. I mean, you're on a roll. I mean, look at the notes. I mean, it's like it's Dr. Kyle Lawson. I mean, you got scribble all over the place.
I have my files. It's what I do.
Files that you can't read. But anyway, so now we're going to the Hill. Let's talk about the Hill. Remember, tomorrow pitched on the Who's on First Team. You know that.
Oh, yeah, of course he did.
But we're here today, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'll get that roster. Actually, I'm just going to buy you that shirt. I actually found a shirt that actually had that listed. Of course, the Abbott and Costello.
All right, let's go. We got 2 minutes. Let's go to the pitching now.
We got 2 minutes. All right, let's go to the rotation. Right now, I think projected your number one starter is going to be Julio Teheran. Of course, he's been around for a number of years. The righty has continued to improve. I still think he projects to be a great pitcher. Right, and then we have Brandon McCarthy, who was signed as a free agent. So the right-handers pitched for a number of clubs. Actually, I was actually at his first start. He came up through the White Sox organization,
yep.
Saw him pitch against the Cubs.
I got to say the next guy. I got to say this guy's name. Mike Foltynewicz.
Oh, you got it
right. You got to say Folty.
Another Chicago area product. Yeah, Mike Foltynewicz.
Oh, you had to throw the Chicago in there.
Well, why wouldn't I? That's where the guy's from.
That's where you're from.
Doesn't matter. And then you also have Scott Kazmir, another veteran, who is most likely to get that third or fourth
spot. I got a question for you, because I know you're breaking down the pitching, and we got Kashmir back, but he's lost like 8 miles per hour off his fastball. You think he's going to be able to handle it?
He's an older pitcher. He can still eat innings. That's why he's there. He's there.
Oh,
he's
just like last year, Bartolo and Dickey were going to eat innings.
Because you're in the middle of a rebuild. That's what you need to do. You need guys that are going to kill time while you get your pitching prospects ready. Now, speaking of one of those prospects, a guy that will make the team, and that's Sean Newcomb, who came up late last year, left-handed pitcher, and was one of the top pitchers in the Braves staff last year.
You think because he was lefty, they're going to give him a greater chance?
No, he has looked good in spring training.
Oh, I know. He's looked very good.
Any of these games, he looks like he's ready to go. Right now, I think that's going to be your top five. Also, I think a guy that will probably come up and going to take a lot of starts, possibly from a McCarthy or a Kashmir, is Luis Gohara, who's currently on the DL. He should be ready by June. But what I'm going to tell all my friends that are Braves fans out there and just, you know, Braves Nation in general, this is going to be another rebuilding year, but this is going to be a fun year. You start to get those cookies. You start to get pieces of your future team that are coming up. You're going to get to see these guys actually get to perform at the big league stage. So enjoy it. Come out to SunTrust Park, and I'm getting the signal. We got to go ahead and,
get another selfie there, right there.
Coach, how much time we got?
We got about 30 seconds here, and you left out one play I was dying for you to talk about.
We'll do it.
Lucas Sims.
Lucas Sims, also another guy, another prominent prospect, and I think another guy. I mean, I really think you're probably going to be seeing at least 10 starters this year with this Braves team. It's pretty common with a rebuilding team, and I'm sorry I left out Mr. Sims. But, yeah, I like his pitch mix, and I think he's pitched out of the pen last Thursday.
Right.
And, yeah, he should come in, and he will see some starts. This is going to be a good mix for Mr. Snitzer, but, hey, we got to go ahead and take a break. And, Coach, take us out.
There's a company man for you.
Oh, company man?
Yeah, big-time company man.
What else am I going to do? I hung up the signs. You take us out.
Okay, I'm going to take you out. Next up, we're going to talk about what's in the future. Zacuna, who's a big one that we're waiting to talk about.
Cannot wait.
So you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show, presented to you by the Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street.
Come on down.
We got golf tickets. We got tickets to Rockville. Just come on down and see the coach and Kyle, the baseball fanatic. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah and Hilton Head.
Yeah. Who's On First? Here's Carl DeMasi and Kyle Lawson.
And welcome back to Who's On First Major League Baseball show. And it's right here on ESPN Radio Santa Hilton. And it's presented to you by
the Rail Pub. That's right.
405 West Congress Street. Come on down. We got a lot of swag. Take it away, buddy.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of swag here. Please come on out to the Rail Pub, one of my favorite spots in Savannah. Actually, Coach, did you know that it was recently named, Food & Wine Magazine named it the number one, I dare to say this, but it's dive bar in the country.
I'm outside. I don't know what it looks like inside, but outside looks here really fine to me.
It's a great setup. It's one of my favorite places here. Special thanks to, of course, our owners, Melissa Swanson and Trina Brown, for letting us do this. We got a lot of great people that are coming out here. We want you to come out here. We're actually giving away some tickets. We're giving away some golf passes to the beautiful course and some weekend passes to Rockville. That's right, weekend passes, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So make sure if you're here, go ahead and sign up with us right here at the front desk. And you got to be here to win. Otherwise, I'm going to keep these. Don't kill me, but I'm keeping them.
And I'm the coach, Carl DeMasi, from the Coach of Makos on Saturday morning. And, of course, we got Kyle Lawson, the baseball fanatic. But he is the host of the Raider Report and the Pride of the Lions.
Yeah, Pride of the
Lions. During
the
week right here on ESPN Radio.
Yeah, so you can always hear me on Wednesday from 6:30 to 7, talking all things St. Andrew sports. And we'll be back next week with a brand new show. We got a lot of spring sports getting started. We've done some great shows for soccer and baseball, with that in mind. That's what we do here.
All right, we're in the third inning here now. We're, of course, ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, 104.3 FM, 1400 AM, and 92.7 on Hilton Highland. We are your flagship station for the Atlanta Braves baseball, that's what we're going to continue talking about, Atlanta Braves baseball. Let's talk about the young guns, the young pups that are down there on the farm.
All right, Coach, I'm glad you brought that up because, hey, as I said in the last segment, this is going to be a fun year because you're going to start seeing these young Atlanta Brave prospects start to come to the show. They're going to get some time, and you're going to see a really young team under manager Brian Snitzer and, of course, new general manager Alex Anthopoulos.
And that's what I meant. Brian Snitzer is a company man, not you. I know you put up all the signs here at the Rail Pub. I know you did that. 50 years in the Braves organization.
Yeah, he's done some great things, and he coached a lot of the guys. I mean, seriously, he really has. And he has the backing from a lot of his players. I think he's doing a fine job. I'm hoping he's there when this team becomes a dominant force in the East. But right now, we're in the rebuild phase.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to jump.
Man, I want to.
I'm going to jump the gun early, and I know we got to talk about these young pups. But
go ahead.
They're a wild card team, if you ask me.
You really think so?
I think they might just be.
I think this is going to be a fun team. I'm not sure if it's a wild card quite yet, but they are going to be a team right now. I know I'm looking at, you know, some Pecota projections right now, and of course that's on Baseball Prospectus. You know, they're a mid 70 win team, and they won 72 games last year, as you know, but. Right now, they're one of the best systems in baseball. Baseball America has them right now, number one overall. MLB.com has them at two. Baseball Prospectus has them at one. And they also have the top prospect in all of baseball.
Well, let's start it off, Mr.
Yeah.
Ronald Acuna. Acuna Matente.
Acuna Matata?
Matata, that's it.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Well, it's been a long time since I've seen The Lion King, but Acuna is just an unbelievable. Last year, he started in Class A, and he's already ready to go to major leagues.
No, he's ready to go right now. What's going to happen right now? He's killing in the spring. If you had a chance to watch any of the Grapefruit League, he's hitting the cover off the ball right now. Of course, he's wearing 82. When he gets to the show, he'll probably wear a number that doesn't look like a wide receiver, although he is built like one. He can run like a deer, but he's got a substantial amount of power. Right now, he is ticketed for the Gwinnett Stripers. Of course, they've changed their name from the Gwinnett Braves to the Stripers.
Which is another conversation you can have. Just leave it the Braves. Why do you have to go to the Stripers? But let's go ahead. Keep
Look,
on
don't
going.
Don't get me started.
I know.
On,
I'm throwing the curveball. Let's go to Acuna. Forget about the Stripers. Let's go.
I'm just talking about funky minor league nicknames. But, yeah, he is the top prospect, according to Baseball Prospectus, number two on baseball, or excuse me, on MLB Pipeline, but number one on Baseball America. Had some great numbers. He went through three levels last year, went from Florida Fire Frogs. Went to the Southern League with
Rome Braves.
Double A. No, excuse me. No, he was past went, that. No, he went to
Mississippi Braves.
Played 57, played the bulk of the season there, and then he still played 54 games in the International League with the Gwinnett Stripers. 9 home runs, 33 RBIs, .344 average, and more importantly, a .393 on base percentage. So,
and I hate to blow your bubble. But he's not going to start with the Braves.
No, he's not going to start, and that's but that's for control. I saw this with
service control, which
service
is a joke.
Control. Come on,
if the kid is good enough, he should be up there and be a starter.
No, but you want to have an extra year of control if this guy's really
control his money, control his availability.
Yeah,
that's exactly what Major League Baseball does, which is collusion, if you ask me. But go ahead.
This is how it works,
I'm sorry, it's the wrong way how it works. He should be starting with the Braves on opening day. Do you agree with that?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Because I want one more year organization.
That's why I'm the coach and you're the fanatic. I start my best players, but I guess they don't do that in Major League Baseball. All right, let's go to number two.
Okay, so
this kid's on the hill, Kyle Wright.
So we got some kids on the hill right now, and of course he was the draft pick last year. We got Kyle Wright, who is with the Florida Fire Frogs. Now there's a good nickname. I give you that.
Great logo too.
Oh no, they got a great logo. I'm looking at the hat right now.
Yep.
That's a solid logo. He's projected to reach the Braves in 2019. He went through rookie ball last year, and he made it up to the Fire Frogs where he had 6 starts. A guy that I want to talk about that I think could be a late season call-up, and of course I'm talking about a guy out of a small high school in Canada, and that's Mike Soroka. He's ranked number 3, according to MLB Pipeline, in the Braves system overall. He's a right-hander, drafted tops. First round, 28th pick.
Big boy, 6'5", 225.
Big dude. He gave up hockey at a young age, and I'm glad he did because he pitched really well last year with the Mississippi Braves, 11-8 overall, 2.75 ERA, 153 innings. So, of course, he's starting to get that, you know, that workload. The Southern League is kind of a tipping point. I think it's a good league. And, of course, he strikes out a fair amount of guys. He held opponents to a .233 average.
I mean, 125 strikeouts, 34 walks. That's a great ratio.
Especially in Double A, which is kind of a hitter's league.
And you're listening to the Who's on First Major League Opening
Tell
Day.
Tell them why we're here, Coach.
Okay, we're here talking about baseball. But you're listening to the Who's on First Opening Day Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, presented to you by the Rail Pub. Come on down 405 West Congress Street. You get some swag, win some tickets to Rockville. great concert going down in Jacksonville at the end of April.
Stuff.
And a little golf package from the Westin. So come by, see us, and put your name in a hat, and you might win some win some great prizes. Okay, let's go to number four now. Another pitcher from the left side, Luis Gohara.
Luis Gohara right now, who is actually hurt right now.
Yes, back pain.
He has got some back issues right now, but he is projected to come up with the Braves once he gets off the disabled list in late June. He's a left-hander. Right now, he was actually signed from Seattle, and we got about thanks for the wave. Appreciate that. And, hey, this is live radio. This is what I want to do. And last year, he also went through three levels last year. He went from high A, double A, and triple A, finished out with the Fire Frogs from Gwinnett. Got seven starts, went 2-2. Looked pretty good. The Braves are really high on him right now. I think he's going to be a piece of the rotation later in the year, which I said, this is going to be the year the kids come up and play. They earn their chops. And if you're a Braves fan of any salt, you want to come up and see these guys play. Go up to SunTrust Park. It's a beautiful park. I want to see these guys myself. I had a lot of fun talking about a lot of these guys last year, and this is the year they get to shine.
Okay, and what's so exciting about this for me is we're talking about pitches. We just talked about Wright, Soraka. We took about Gohara. Hey, how about this kid, Colby Allred? I mean, another pitcher, lefty pitcher, I mean, did a great job last year. So tell us about, and then we got Max Fried right behind him. So it's all pitching. Remember the great days? Smoltz, Glavin, Maddox. I mean, those were the great days.
Mid-90s, you thought Braves, you thought pitching, and that's because they had it in spades, guys that they grew, guys that they signed and developed.
And, of course, Bobby Cox, but go ahead.
And, of course, just one of the greatest managers of a generation.
Took a Yankee to take the Braves to all those championships, but go ahead.
Yeah, no big deal, but, yeah, we'll go ahead and talk about Colby Allred. He, of course, we talked about him last year. He pitched mostly for the Mississippi Braves. Right now he is sixth, according to MLB Pipeline right now, and he's another guy that you could see call-ups. Like I said, I feel like you're going to see double-digit starters from the Braves. It's not uncommon with a rebuilding team. This is what you're going to see. And he kind of... Actually, he had a pretty strong year last year, 8-11, but you don't need to look at records in minor leagues. But he kept his ERA around 3.18. Again, that's the hitter's league, and he pitched 150
innings. Once again, the ratios, 129 strikeouts to 45 walks. If I'm a coach, if I'm a manager, that's what I want my pitchers to do. 2-to-1 ratio, I mean, they got to throw strikes, and so far these young guns throwing strikes.
No, we got a lot of young strike throwers. I mean, you look up and down the top prospects of the Braves system. A lot of pitchers. You have some hitters right now. Max Fried, who we actually acquired in a trade, and he originally was a first-round pick. He's had some mechanical issues. He's trying to figure it out. He's another piece I want to see. But one guy, and I know we only got probably about a minute left.
How about 30 seconds?
About 30 seconds. Austin Riley, get ready. He's going to be a double-A. He's a third baseman and a good one. Bats right. And right now he went through two levels last year, played 48 games for double-A, still found a way to hit 3.318, got on base at a fairly good clip, drove in 27 runs. Get ready. And if you need all these stats, make sure you go look it up. Trust me.
All right, boss.
These guys are coming, and we got to get out of here.
All right,
Coach.
Strike three. You just fouled off. We got to get out of here, so I'm striking out.
Oh, I fouled off a bunt?
You fouled off a bunt.
Well, get me out of here, then.
But anyway, that's Kyle Lawson, the host of Raider Report during the football season, of course, the host of Pride of the Lions, heard every Wednesday night here on ESPN
Wednesday.
Radio. Does a great job. I mean, this man has a plethora of baseball knowledge, statistics, papers flying all over the place.
And a good printer.
But what's next?
What's next?
We're going to go to the National League.
We're going to go to the senior circuit, and we're going to get you ready with all our divisional predictions and talk about everything to get you ready for all you fans of the National League. So,
and you're listening to the ESPN Radio Savannah Who's On First Major League Baseball Show. It's presented to you by the Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street right here in downtown Savannah, Kyle's favorite pub, and it's all on the number one radio station in Savannah, Georgia, ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Yeah. Now, back to Carl and Kyle.
And welcome back to the ESPN Radio Savannah Who's On First Opening Day Baseball Show live, and is presented here live at the Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street, Savannah, downtown Savannah. Come and join us. And once again, it's all on ESPN Radio, AM 1400,
right.
104.3 FM, and of course, across the bridge and Hilton Head at 92.7. I'm Carl DeMasi from the Coach and Makos on Saturdays, and of course, my baseball fanatic, the host of the Pride of the Lions on Wednesday night, Kyle Lawson.
Yep.
This man has a book of notes, and he's just... he's drooling to talk about it. And let's start with the senior circuit, the old guy, the old league. Oh. The National League.
Since 1876, the National League.
He's a Cubs fan. That's why he loves it.
Well, that's pretty obvious.
And we're taking pictures while we're doing this. It's been a lot of fun.
We
got a San Diego cap here. We got Cubby caps. We got Expo caps. We got everything. We got Bud Light caps. We're just doing it all.
And if you are in the area, please come out. We are giving away plenty of swag from our good friends at Bud Light. We got a couple of funny card games right here. We got some T-shirts. Got some hats. Please come out and get that. And also, even bigger, we are raffling off some pretty cool prizes. Right now, we're raffling off a couple of passes for golf, a round of golf. Second of all, we are doing something that I think is really cool. We are raffling off weekend passes. So I'm talking two tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, starting on April the 27th for the Rockville Festival down in Jacksonville. A lot of great bands. I definitely want to go, but I can't. So here we are. But Coach, right now we got to go ahead and talk about the National League. It's been a weird offseason, and I mean, I don't want to say it's kind of been a collusive effort, but this has been kind of the weirdest free agent market I've ever seen. And really, things kind of got started, and I don't want to bring it back to the Cubs, but hey, here's what it is. Yu Darvish signs with the Cubs. He gets 6 years and $126 million.
So we're starting in Central, right?
No, we're going to. But
right, you're just talking about the big deals.
I'm talking about the big deals right now. We're looking right now. That was the first domino to fall. And then that was the first big domino to fall. And, of course.
What happened the other day, buddy?
Well, of course.
The Phillies.
Well, of course, Jake Arrieta just recently signed. But it's been kind of weird. A lot of big names have waited to sign. And it's been some kind of weird deals. Yeah, keep taking those selfies. I like this. Yeah, please come out to the Rail Pub. We are actually getting a nice little group here. But right now, what I want to talk about, a lot of moving pieces right now. And, of course, let's go ahead and get things started.
I think this one, let's start with the NL East. This one's the big.
You want to talk about the East? That's right. Okay, let's talk about the Atlanta Braves division. Let's go ahead and talk about the NL East. Okay, Coach, first off, several big moves. A big move that just happened the other day, Jake Arrieta. The Phillies get their ace. They're in, I wouldn't say rebuilding mode, but they're a very young team. And they went ahead and signed Jake Arrieta to 3 years, $75 million guaranteed. 3 years. And these guys are going for, 5 and 6 years. But it's just not happening right now. It was just an odd offseason. I don't think we'll ever know what exactly happened. I don't know if it was a collusive effort. Of course, that was something.
I thought he was going to hold out longer. I didn't expect Jake to jump on it.
I mean, hey, he's a Boris guy. I really thought he was going to wait. But Philadelphia is going to be a strong team. But let's go ahead and start.
But they finished in the basement last year, 66-96. And baseball BP, your favorite website, has been going 78-84 and finished in the middle of the pack.
I don't know if I agree with that. Okay, Coach, here is my projections for the NL East right now. You can't top the Nationals right now. I know their struggles in the NLDS and the NLCS.
They're choke artists, right those. Now.
Well, so far,
they are.
It's proven to happen, even though they have one of the best players
Bring
in the
back
National
the Senators,
League.
Butter. Come on, buddy.
I've got an old jersey at home, too. Okay, but we're not there right now.
Right.
Right now, you look at one of the best starting staffs in baseball with Strasburg, Max Scherzer, and, of course, you throw in Gio Gonzalez, but also Bryce Harper, Trey Turner.
It's a great team.
They're the class of the East. Nobody is going
but
to
can't
top
win
them.
The big one.
Yeah, but they're the class of the East right now. We're not there. This is why we're doing projections
okay.
right now. And so, next, if you were to say, you give me your top five.
You know what's
Washington,
good?
Washington, what's that?
Everybody starts undefeated, so we'll see what happens.
That's why I love it. This is why we do this. We can make this. We're not experts. We pontificate.
All right, let's go. Number
two.
So here
we go. So, all right, next. I am going because of the Arrieta signing and the young talent they've got there right now. They got Carlos Santana. They picked him up. They got a young Rhys Hoskins who's absolutely crushing the ball, even in a small sample size. I think Philadelphia's going to finish second. Your wonderful miracle Mets.
Hold it. Carlos Santana?
Yeah.
We got Carlos Santana.
Yeah, the same guy. He's wearing a hat. He's bringing a guitar. It's no big deal.
Hey, John Cabrera would love that. You have Carlos Santana playing second base for the Phillies?
Yeah, no big deal.
No, really. His real name is Carlos Santana. But
okay, of course, number 41, formerly of the Indians.
Right.
You know the guy, he drops
I know him very
picks
well.
Picks up the glove, no big deal.
Right.
Okay, I'm putting the Braves at fourth.
In front of the Mets?
No, I'm putting, excuse me.
You put the Mets third.
I'm putting the Mets third. I don't know what you got right there. You got a lot of talent on the pitching staff. But you have an aging core offensively right now. They're going to finish middle in the pack. Atlanta's fourth. We've already talked about that.
I say they're a wild card. I'm saying they're second. But go ahead.
I hope you're right. I really do. Miami, I see them going. They're going to end up finishing in the basement, going through a lot of changes with the organization right now. Let's move over to the Central right now. Of course, I'm not saying I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a huge Chicago Cubs fan, but I am. Right now, you're looking at, okay, they signed Yu Darvish. They drew their line in the sand. They decided, hey, we're not going to sign Jake Arrieta.
Right.
Let him go off to Philadelphia. Good for him.
Who also wrote a heart-wrenching
letter. Oh, my gosh. It was a great letter.
Fans.
If you have a chance,
go, you gotta read it.
Go on his Twitter feed. It's great. He's one of the best. He pitched.
Class act.
68 wins, two no-hitters, a World Series championship, and a Cy Young.
Class act.
What else
act.
Can you ask for a guy that was a reclamation project from Baltimore? With that, with the with the Yu Darvish, Lester, Kyle Hendricks, and, of course, you put up with one of my favorite players, one of the best first basemen in baseball, Anthony Rizzo. You put him over there with Chris Bryant. Addison Russell, and, of course, you know, Javi Baez. I mean, hey, we're running out of time here, but that is
quick,
the class of
this. Didn't the Cubs do to Bryant what the Braves are going to do to Acuna this year?
Yeah, and I'm glad they did.
I know.
We're going to continue talking about that.
He proved me wrong on that one.
The class of the division, but, however, the team that is going to give the Cubs fits right now is the Milwaukee Brewers. The Brew Crew. They've added Lorenzo Cain, who originally was a member of the Brewers, and, of course, Christian Yelich of the formerly of the Marlins, and they are completely rebuilding.
There's no
right now.
Steroids in the in the AL, right?
Huh?
There won't be any steroids this year in the AL with Mr. Braun or anything.
Well, I think he learned his lesson. You know what? I don't care if he did. I'm not a big fan.
So you're saying
anyway,
Pittsburgh and the Cubs, Pittsburgh and the Reds are going to pull up the rear.
All right. But also the Cardinals added Marcelo Ozuna. They got a lot of young pitching that's coming. Here is my top five in the NL Central. I go Cubs, Milwaukee Brewers, St. Louis Cardinals, Pittsburgh Pirates are rebuilding, and the Cincinnati Reds with MLB's eighth best minor league system are rebuilding as well. They will finish in the fifth. Let's
right.
go out to the
we
West.
Got a minute and a half to do the West.
All right, this is going to be quick. I'm sorry. It's going to be a dogfight right now, and I truly believe this. There's going to be four teams that are grappling right now, but it's kind of tough to say right now. I still think the Dodgers are the class of the division. Of course, they get, you know, they got Clayton Kershaw, of course.
Of course.
But, of course, you know, Cody Bellinger. I could go through an entire roster, but we don't have time. But they are the best team in the West. You can't deny that right now.
But it's going to be a dogfight with them and the Diamondbacks. The Giants are going to be must improve. And don't count those Rockies out.
Don't count them out. You get the best third baseman in baseball at with Nolan Arenado. But watch out. You have one of the best farm systems in baseball with the San Diego Padres. I'm not sure where they're going to finish, but I think they're going to be a lot better than people expect. And they've also added, of course, Eric Hosmer. And he made his big money by signing with them. I think this is going to be a really fun division. I still think L.A. comes out on top. But it's anybody's guess right now. So, Coach, what do we got, about 20 seconds?
We got about 30 seconds here.
Got about 30 seconds right now. So, hey, it's going to be fun. And I think there's potentially eight teams out of the National League that I think going into late August and going into September could be wild card teams. And
well,
so get ready. It's going to be a fun dogfight, and that is why I love the wild card. And that is my National League East projections.
And that National League, not the National East.
I said National League.
You said East.
I know what I said.
Okay.
All right. If
but
you
anyway,
said I said East,
we're
I
having a lot of
league.
Fun. We got to get out of here. We're going to come back with game number two of the ESPN Radio Savannah Who's on First baseball show right here at the Rail Pub. Come on down, say hello, win some prizes, and it's always a lot of fun with my man, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. It's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
It's Who's on First with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson.
I mean, the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on ESPN Radio.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Woo! Here's Carl and Kyle.
Love that intro, coach.
And good evening, and welcome back to Game 2 of the ESPN Radio Savannah. Who's on First? Major League Baseball Opening Day Show right here. And it's presented right here by the Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street, Savannah, Georgia. Come on down. This place is going to be rocking all weekend long. You're not going to get in here on Saturday. And once again, it's right
here. I'll find a way.
On ESPN Radio Savannah, Hilton Head. I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm the coach from the Coach Mako's, heard every Saturday morning from 9 until 11. And my sidekick, the baseball fanatic, as I coined him, he's also the host of the Pride of the Lions, heard every Wednesday night here from 6:37, Kyle Lawson. Kyle, that first hour seemed like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it really did. And, of course, hey, we're back. This is what we got to do. Whenever we schedule this, I love doing it. And I'm actually, this is like the ultimate home game for me. This is a place that I love to come. I've been coming here for a number of years. St. Patrick's Day is going to be rocking. We're actually going to be talking with one of the managers here at the Rail Pub. We're talking with Patrick Larson.
About 7:30?
About
7:30. About
7:30. He's going to tell us everything that's going on this week so you guys can go ahead and get everything planned out and make sure you get out here to the Rail Pub again. 405 West Congress Street. But, Coach, right now.
All right, here's the lineup for the second game. We play two here, just like the great Ernie Banks.
Ernie Banks once said, let's play two, and he was right.
Always got to play a doubleheader.
Oh, yeah. And without lights, no big deal.
But on a Sunday afternoon.
On a Sunday afternoon, it's 105 degrees.
I lost 5 pounds,
no big deal.
Okay, so let's go.
All right, so let's
give
go ahead and get things started. All right, in the first segment, we got you ready. We talked a little bit about some opening day memories. We talked a little bit about the Braves, which you're getting ready to see. Remember, you can catch every Braves game right here on ESPN, Savannah Hilton Head, 104.3, 1400 AM, and in Hilton Head Island on 92.7. All right. I got a Tiger hat here.
We got a Tiger hat. We got a Padre hat. We got an Expo hat. We got the Cubs hats.
Oh, you better believe we got the Cubs
hat. Go Cubs.
I'm wearing the jacket. Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, we don't have the live stream going. But
first hour, we talked about the Braves, the little guys down on the farm.
The little guys down on the farm.
Talked about the old league.
Let's go over to the junior circuit. Started in 1901.
My favorite circuit.
Oh, big shocker, Mr. Yankee boy. But, hey, a lot of big moves. Go ahead.
All right. So, first, we're starting with the AL focus. We're going to talk about the American League teams. In the second inning, we're going to focus on local players from the Savannah and Hilton Head area.
We got plenty.
And then in the third inning, of course, we only play four innings in our doubleheader because we only get four segments. We're going to interview the Rail Pub manager, which is who?
The Rail Pub manager, we're actually going to bring on Patrick Larson, great guy, and he is going to talk a little bit about some of the events that are going on at the Rail Pub during St. Patrick's Day, which is rapidly approaching. I know I'll be here. Maybe you can show up.
And then I'm going to try. I'm going to be down.
I live a mile away.
If you want to listen to Coach Mako Sunday, Saturday morning, we'll be live across from McDonough at Green Fire Pizza doing a live remote on that side of town.
Hey, I'll be
9
there.
To 11. Stop by. Yeah. All right, and then we'll wrap up the show. Let's go. AL Focus.
We don't have much time here. AL Focus, here we go. We got about 4 minutes here right now. A lot of big moves in the American League right now. Of course, the biggest of all going to the Bronx Bombers.
Yankees.
Oh, now batting for the Yankees. Of course, we have Giancarlo Stanton in the big shakeup going for the Miami Marlins over to the New York Yankees in a huge move. So right now the Baby Bombers are going to be huge. What do you say we just start with the AL East?
Well, we're going to start with the AL East, but I got to throw out a big here for Mr. Judge, Aaron Judge. Do you know he's still going to only make $660,000 a year, even though he's the most prolific home run hitter, rookie home run hitter in a long time? He can't go up to the next level. He's still under a rookie contract.
Well, guess what? That's just how baseball works. When he becomes
collusion, not fair.
Agent. No. Okay. My God, we got to go all the way back. Okay, prior to free agency, guys were basically indentured to their teams.
That's the way it should be.
I disagree, but I'm sorry. Free agency.
All right, Andy Messersmith.
Oh.
The first free agent.
Well, he was one of them. Dave McNally was there, too. But, yeah, the whole Marvin Miller thing, no big deal. Oh, yeah, that whole free agent thing. Yeah, but it drives up. But guess what? Everybody makes more money. This is a good thing. Hey,
I gotta stop doing this. I'm throwing too many curveballs at you. We gotta
I can hit your yacker, sir. Don't worry about Uncle Charlie.
This is a lot of fun. We gotta let's get back in the base path and start talking about the AL East.
We gotta talk about the AL East right now, and this is gonna be a fun one, especially if you're a Yankee or a Boston fan.
You just shot me in the heart with that segment.
Yeah, Carl's having palpitations. It's no big deal right now.
I'll root for anybody that's playing the Red Sox. Go ahead.
Be lying if I said that wasn't my American League team. Does that hurt a little bit? Ooh, all right, I got him. All right.
That's what happens
when you have two losers that don't win World Series in hundreds of years. Guess what?
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. We got the Yankees, the Red Sox.
Cut it out, Yankee boy. All right, so right now, here are my projections, and I'm saying with the signing of J.D. Martinez, and I simply prefer the Boston Red Sox rotation to the Yankees. I know that the Yankees have Stanton, Judge, but right now I love Sonny Gray, and of course they got Tanaka, and they got an aging CC Sabathia.
I'm going to agree with you. The Red Sox have the better pitching staff.
Do you think the Yankees are going to outpower the Red Sox? They add J.D. Martinez, and of course you got, you know, the Mookie Betts, Benintendi, who actually I was at Fenway last year. That guy can play. He can play that monster. It's incredible. And you have a lot of power on that team. I simply think the Red Sox are the class of the division right now. Hey,
Judge, Stanton, and Sanchez, buddy. And then you got Didi at shortstop, Gregorius. I mean, Aaron Hicks. I mean, the Yankees are going to be a team.
Okay, so
it's going to be a close race.
Right, so, okay, I think it is too. And I think whoever wins that division, I really think the second place is going to be one of the wild card winners right now. And I'm not saying anything against Toronto, Baltimore, or the Rays, but I'm sorry. These guys are just too good right now. Let's go to the Central right now, and I still feel like
Chief Wahoo.
Yeah.
Say it ain't so, Joe.
Yeah, I was
say it ain't so, Shoeless Jackson.
Yeah.
Chief Wahoo should be there forever.
I was about to say, funny thing, and you know that Shoeless Joe Jackson started his career after he left the Savannah Indians. He went to the Cleveland Indians. Before he went to the Chicago Southside Club.
And got himself in hot water, but go ahead.
Yeah, it happens.
9 men out.
I still think, great book.
Yes.
Read it.
It's great movie, too.
It's 8 men out.
All right, let's go.
Okay. Cleveland's the class of that division. I think Minnesota finishes second. I know it's kind of a surprising pick, but I think Minnesota is
good.
If they're healthy, it all depends on their pitching. I like Rosario. I like Byron Buxton. I like Brian Dozier. And I like Miguel Sano.
Brian Buxton.
There you go. Another Georgia product.
South Georgia boy.
Why don't you plug that next segment? There you go.
We got to throw him in there when we talk about it. Go ahead.
Oh, of course we will.
I know we got Josh Reagan, but you can't forget about Byron Buxton.
Yeah, if he stays.
He's a highlight reel himself.
But I think, and of course, hey, you're looking at the manager of the year in Paul Molitor last year with the American League. And then I think KC takes a step back. I really think third or fourth, it could be them duking it out with the Tigers because I don't know what the Bengals are going to do. And I really think they're going to slow some things down. I'm pitching the White Sox to finish last in the division, and I'm not being a hater, but they're doing a rebuild. I like their manager, Rick Renteria. He coached the Cubs in 2014, and their system's unbelievable. We traded some of our best prospects to the White Sox. They've cultivated one of the finest farm systems in baseball with Eloy Jimenez, Louis Robert, and, of course, with the trade of Yoan Moncada, they ended up with Michael Kopech, a lot of great pieces. Watch out for them in a couple
Moncada
of years.
Be a good team. He's a gem.
Oh, I got to see him playing A-ball. He was playing for Greenville back when we saw the Savannah Sand Gnats.
Mm-hmm.
He's just raw power. It's incredible. All right, so
let's go to the West.
Let's go to
make Championsville.
Right now. Okay, all right. I still think Houston is the class
still
right now.
Still a National League team.
You have the American League MVP.
Still a National League team.
I know. It still feels weird, man. It will never not feel weird, but they have a great pitching staff, Dallas Keuchel, and, of course, you're looking at, you know, Gregerson. Verlander is sticking around. Of course, we know that. He got some solid paper from them. Of course, the big offseason signing in this, I still put them at the class of the division. You know what? Let me just give you the division as follows. Houston, the Angels, Texas Rangers, Oakland is rebuilding. Seattle will come in fifth. I could be wrong on Oakland and Seattle, but, hey, this is why we do projections. The Los Angeles Angels got the biggest prize of all. In Shohei Ohtani, two-way player, he ultimately projects to be a solid starter.
But they still got one of the best players in the world.
And he can also hit. Will it work? I don't know. This is an experiment. None of us know. We don't know. He had the ability to win a batting title in Japan, but we don't know. But the Angels also have the best player in baseball in Mike Trout. It's all going to come down to their pitching. I think they're going to be nipping at Houston's heels. Houston's still my pick in that division. Coach, that pretty much rounds out my picks. What do you got?
I'm agreeing with you 100%. I concur. I'm just running the show here. I'm keeping you on task. I'm keeping you in the base pass. Well, we're at second base right now. We got three legs to go. Coming up, we're going to talk about the local players, the Savannah, Georgia boys that are playing in MLB or in minor league baseball.
We got a lot of them.
You just got to love it, okay? And you're listening to, of course, the coach from Coach O'Makers. I heard every Saturday morning. And, of course, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, the host of the Pride of the Lions, right here talking baseball. We're talking the ESPN Radio. Who's on first? Opening day Major League Baseball show. It's presented to you by The Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street. Hey, I got to give you a lot of credit, guys. I mean, Cubby fan, you got a lot of people that like
you.
This place is packed because of you.
The bar speaks for itself. It's one of the great bars in Savannah. It's been here over 20 years. You got to come on out here. Hey, we got some heaters. It's a little bit windy right now.
Let's hear it for Kyle!
Thank you, Coach. I appreciate that.
And he's got a following, and he's batting cleanup right here on the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Yeah. Now, back to Carl and Kyle.
And I'm Carl DeMasi. I'm here with Kyle Lawson, the baseball fanatic, and we're at the ESPN Radio Who's On First opening day baseball show, and it's all presented right here by the Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street right here in Savannah, Georgia. And it's the number one radio station in my mind, in my world, and that's ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. How about you, Mr. Lawson?
Pretty big fan, and why else would you be anywhere else? Of course, why else would you be here? Any other bar, one of my favorite places in Savannah. We actually have a good crowd out here right now. We're going to give away some great stuff. We're actually giving away some
golf tickets, card games, beads, can openers, bottle openers, you name it, we got it. Stop on by.
Hey, yeah, exactly. And yeah, I already mentioned the golf, but also
we're out in the courtyard. We got like 40, well, I wouldn't go 40, about 30 people out here.
It's coming. Brand new, beautiful courtyard at the Rail Pub right now. It was just built, getting everybody ready for St. Patrick's Day. In our next segment, we're actually going to talk a little bit about all the goings on here at the Rail Pub for St. Pat's. We are also giving away, get this, 3-day passes to Rockville. So if you are in the area and you want to go and listen to some amazing bands, come on out and go ahead and sign up, and you got to be here to win.
To be in it, you got to be here to win it.
You got to be in it to win it. But, Coach, right now we're talking.
You're also forgetting something else. We got some other great prize right there. A little golf.
Oh, I already said the golf.
Oh, you did? I missed that.
I covered the golf.
So, but anyway.
This is why we're a team, Coach.
I know.
This is what
we do.
No,
I'm the coach. You're the player. Just make sure you listen to me. I got you.
All right. Put me in, Coach.
Put me in, Coach. I want to play center
field. Intro. It's my favorite intro music.
Too bad Mickey and the Duke aren't here either.
Willie. And the Duke?
Yeah. All right, but this is our favorite part. Well, this is my favorite part. This is where we talk about the local guys, that have been making some kind of noise in Major League Baseball and in Minor League Baseball. I got to start with the man himself from South Effingham, Josh Reddick. Unbelievable story. I mean, you know, he comes in, drafted by the Red Sox, comes out of Middle Georgia College.
Had some great years with the Oakland A's.
Goes out and becomes an A. You know, he carries his wrestling belt. He's, he's WWE or WWF now.
Oh, he's WWE, but he is a Rowdy Roddy Piper fan. And that was, he became a huge fan favorite out in Oakland.
He went viral.
Yeah, of course he did. He walks out there. He walks out to Rowdy Roddy Piper.
And he passes the belt around,
wrestling champ. Yeah, he passes that. And, I mean, hey, he brought that on. He signed some paper to go out to Houston, gets his big money, local boy made good.
And what does he do when he gets signs with Houston? He gets himself some bling.
Yeah, he gets himself a big, gorgeous Houston Astros World Series.
Everything a little boy in this country thinks about growing up playing baseball is to get that World Series ring.
I'm just hoping I work for some organization someday. I'm like, geez, even as like, you know, a hot dog vendor, I mean, you get something.
Unbelievable season last year. Give us the stats, Mr. He batted over 300 for the first time.
Yeah, he did really well, and he was a big part. Of course, he went over, you know, he was 4-plus war last season, hit 314 in 477 at-bats. Big part of that team, really making good on that first year of a big contract. And definitely a local boy made good, so we just wanted to go ahead and give a shout-out to Josh. Congratulations. I saw your trip to the White House recently, and, you know, hey, that's pretty cool.
Could you imagine you win a World Series ring, and then you can hand the President of the United States a Houston Astros jersey at the White House?
I haven't done it, but I hear it's pretty cool.
It's pretty special.
Thanks.
Go to the ESPN Savannah Facebook page. You can see the story about Mr. Reddick handing Mr. Trump, President Trump, his Houston Astros team jersey. If you don't know anything about it, we got the vice president here this weekend, so you can talk about security big time. Mike Pence coming in. But anyway, another local boy, not from Savannah.
Mark Early.
Not from Savannah, but down the road in Baxley, Georgia, out of Appling County High School, Byron Buxton. I mean, the kid is a highlight reel. He's all over the place. Last year, he batted 262. I mean, you know, And what's really the reports out there is the Twins want to sign him for more years.
Yeah, they want to go ahead and try to get a piece of him at a younger age, and this is not uncommon.
He's only 24.
Yeah, but you want to go ahead and get a guy and get that security if he's game for it, and a lot of guys have done it. Of course, I know Anthony Rizzo with the Cubs did that, but he's coming into his own, and he's healthy. That's the big thing. That's what worried me with his health. He can run like a deer. He's got some power. He's going to be a big part of the Minnesota Twins' plans this year.
He used to throw the pee, the baseball,
yeah,
at 98 miles per hour.
Oh, he can hurl the pee.
In high school, he was unbelievable. Nobody could touch the kid. So, you know, pretty special kid. And then he decides, well, you know what, let me play the outfield. I can be an everyday player. Batted .262 last year. On-base percentage was like at .330. Slugging percentage, .452. You know, I mean, he strikes out, but you know what, we'll take that. Last year, he hit 22 home runs, had 72 RBIs, and he stole 28 bases.
Yeah, he's got the wheels, he's got the power, and it's nice to see a local boy made good. I remember
Reddick and Buxton, something special.
I know, it's pretty great, and we've also got a lot of other
guys.
Well,
we can go down on the farm, and I know you don't, you know, I don't really talk a lot about the Mets, but a kid out of Calvary Day School, graduated high school with my son, Dominic DeMasi, Tyler Bachelor. It seems like he's getting a lot of innings up there with the Mets during spring training. He was put on the 40-man roster so nobody could take him. And if I'm not mistaken, and you know, you're Mr. Baseball, if you're put on the 40-man roster, you got to play half the season in the majors, don't you?
Well,
am I wrong?
You're going to get a good look, I will tell you that. Guys. And I mean, he saw, that means you're a piece. We see you as a piece of our franchise in the future. I don't think he's quite there yet, but putting you on the 40-man roster really means we don't want another organization to take you in the Rule 5 draft. And, of course, the Rule 5 draft, if you are an unprotected player on the 40-man roster, that happens in the middle of the summer every year. A guy can get taken. The Mets are high on Tyler Bachelor. He pitched at two levels last year, pitched with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies.
Gotta love that name.
Oh, you gotta love that.
Fire Frogs, Rumble Ponies.
Hey, they're
the Biscuits.
They're going for camp, man.
Montgomery Biscuits.
I'm telling
I can
you.
Hang out there.
But yeah,
Biscuits all night long at the ballpark.
With the St. Lucie Mets.
Right.
Shout out to my buddy Scott Close for that. And, of course, the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. And he is most likely, of course, he's 24 years old. He's probably going to start the year with Binghamton. He's probably going to see some time in AAA this year. But, hey, let's roll on to a guy that's near and dear to your heart. And, hey, I'm not going to toot your own horn here, but guess what? Here we go. Mr. Dominic DeMasi, tell me all about Dom.
He's a good kid.
You know him?
I know him very well.
Big fan?
A big fan. Big
it's
fan.
It's his dad.
Big fan.
It's his son.
Just a tenacious young man that's wanting to get to where he wants to go. He knows what he's got to do. He works his butt off. He weight trains. And I've been reading lately a lot of these Major League Baseball players. Steve Kemp? Is it Steve Kemp, right? Was it the Dodgers got traded?
Matt Kemp.
Matt Kemp. Who's Steve Kemp? He played too, didn't he, many years ago? But anyway. Or is that a football player? But anyway, Matt Kemp
you're
left the Braves.
Sean Kemp, but I
Sean
think
Kemp,
going.
There we go. Matt Kemp went from the Braves to the Dodgers and lost 20 pounds and is in the best physical condition you are in. And that's what my son believes in. He's in the Indians organization. He got as high as two appearances in Double A, and he did play against the Rumble Ponies. So, but he missed Tyler Batchelor by 2 days. Tyler got there after Dom left. But Dom spent the whole year in Lynchburg, played with the Lynchburg Hillcats, and won himself a
logo.
Carolina Championship League win. You know, he was asked in the second half of the season to come in as a starter. And as a starter, he had an ERA of 1.92. Had a phenomenal year. I'm proud of him, and hopefully he reaches his dreams.
Hey, he's a national champion.
He's dressed out in like five or six Major League spring training games already. He's thrown three innings.
Got a piece in the Indians organization. Indians.
It's something special to have a kid like that. And I don't boast my things about my kids, but I'm pretty proud of my young man, Dominic DeMasi. Okay, we got other kids. We got J.B. Wendelken, who saw some time in the show in 2016.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's right. J.B. Wendelken, a South Effingham product and another product from Middle Georgia, of course, along with Josh Reddick. He also played there. 6 foot tall, right-handed pitcher, .220, drafted by the Boston Red Sox in 2012. Saw a little bit of time with the Red Sox in the minor league system, traded to the Chicago White Sox.
The enemy.
And, well, for me, in some ways, that is very correct. Not as bad as the Cardinals, but I digress. And in 2014 and 15, he went through pretty much every level you could think of. Started at high A, went to double A. Ended up with triple A Charlotte, went to the Charlotte Knights for the Chicago White Sox organization. Was traded all of 2016, had a pretty solid season in 2016 with Sacramento. And he made his major league debut, got 8 starts. He had some arm issues, but he is going to be back. He is with the Oakland A's organization.
We saw him on the roster. He was added on March
7th. Yeah, he was added on there. Most likely he will start with Sacramento. So, hey, and we've got a heck of a lot more, but we got to wrap this
up. Well, we're not going to wrap it up. We got to give these kids their kudos. Kevin Matthews out of Richmond Hill. Go ahead. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Kevin Matthews, another guy that I actually broadcasted with. He started in the Texas Rangers organization, had some arm problems, missed a year of baseball. He is back in the Atlanta Braves organization with his hometown club, and he saw some time at several different levels last year.
And you said he's back with his hometown club. Another boy, another product out of Calvary Day School, Dom Demasi, Tyler Batchelor, and how about Ryan Lawler?
Yeah, Calvary Day product.
Another Calvary Day product. That was some pitching staff back then.
How about it? My goodness.
And then a guy that didn't get drafted, Hunter Newman, who played at LSU for 4 years. Pretty special. But Ryan Lawler was pitching, had a good record going up until June, was placed on the disabled list, then was finally brought back off the disabled list back in September. So he played with the Fire Frogs, the Florida Fire Frogs. He played with the Rome Braves. So there's another kid that's pretty special locally.
Yeah, overall he ended up finishing 3-1, 4.37 ERA, played primarily with the Rome Braves. So best of luck to Ryan and all...
Another Richmond Hill boy.
Oh, you got one more?
One more.
Let's go.
Chandler Newman.
Newman.
Richmond
Hello,
Hill.
Newman.
Matthews. Chandler Newman out of Richmond Hill. Drafted by the San Diego Padres. Played out in the Arizona Rookie League last year. The kid can throw the ball 98 miles an hour. We're going to hear a lot about Chandler Newman.
Some gas.
Once he finds his grooves and once he gets the mechanics down, we're going to hear a lot about Chandler Newman.
Well, I'm very excited about it, and I just love being able to talk about
the local kids.
Yeah, the local kids from the South.
The Sandlot.
Yeah, from the Sandlot, if you will. God, I haven't watched that in ages. But yeah, Southeast Georgia, primarily the Savannah area. Coach, go ahead and take us out.
Well, we're going to come up. We're going to talk to one of the managers here of our presenting sponsor tonight for ESPN Radio Savannah. Who's on first opening day baseball show? And that's the Rail Pub. And that's who?
The Rail Pub, right.
Who's
now.
Who's the manager?
We are going to actually talk with Patrick Larson, big baseball fan, and he is going to get us ready for all things St. Patrick's Day. It's hopping right now. Good luck finding a parking spot.
You got it. And once again, it's all right here at the Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street, and it's all presented to you by ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head.
Yeah. Who's on first? Here's Carl DeMasi and Kyle Lawson.
And welcome back to the ESPN Savannah Radio's Who's On First Major League Opening Day Baseball Show. And it's presented to you by the Rail Pub right here at 405 West Congress Street. And it's all on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now in Hilton Head at 92.7. This is where we like to give the kudos to the place, the establishment that's sponsoring our show. And that's, of course, the Rail Pub. So coming up now, the manager is going to talk about the Rail Pub.
That's right.
We're going to pass it over to Kyle. Kyle, it's all yours right now.
All right.
Introduce your guests and let's go.
That's right. I actually got a couple people I want to talk to right now about some of the great things that are going on right in the middle of St. Patrick's Week. Got one of my good friends here, and he's one of the managers here at the Rail Pub, and that's Sean Maloney. Sean, how you doing?
Good. How's it going, man?
Not too bad. Hey, you're a big baseball fan. You're always rocking that Tiger hat. Appreciate you taking the time, man.
I'm born and raised in the Motor City, living down here in Savannah.
I know. Not a big surprise. Yeah, remember? Hey, you always seem to have the hat on right now.
I'm always wearing some Detroit.
Always wearing some Detroit. So, well, first off, it's St. Pat's Week. Talk about some of the things that are going on right now at the Rail Pub.
Well, the Rail Pub, we are the longest-running bar on Congress Street. We've been open for almost 23 years. The same two ladies have owned it since 95. We just got voted last week best dive bar in the country by Bar and Nightclub magazine, so that's pretty cool.
That's a big
super
one.
Super proud of that.
And I say that's a dive bar. I mean, come on. This is not a dive bar.
It's a downtown local pub, and we've been it for so long.
I just say it because I come here all the time.
Yes, you do, and I love it.
That's pretty great, man. But, yeah, I really appreciate you coming on here and talking to me a little bit right now. Talk a little bit about what's been going on, some of the renovations here with the bar.
Well, this yard bar that we have had, we're going on 6 years for
two
this bar.
Two floors, right?
What's that?
Two floors.
Yes. And then we have this outside bar. It's always been a growing thing. It used to be a walk-up closet. Now and then it was some kind of janky yard bar. Now we built over it. Now it's actually
a gorgeous outdoor bar, man. It's going to be all ready to go for St. Pat's this weekend.
It's fully functional. It's going to be ready to rock. We're going to have taps out here pretty soon, but we have every beer that you can imagine. We have all different types of beer. It's a full bar. On Friday and Saturday, we're going to have these Irish punk rockers play here. They're called In for a Penny. They play here all the time. If you like drinking music, In for a Penny's got your ticket. So
yeah, they're going to be pretty great. And actually, you are a part of a pretty great rock band here in Savannah.
Thanks.
A rock band that I really enjoy, Machine Dreams. Tell me about your band a little bit.
Machine Dreams, yeah, we're a two-piece rock band, drums and guitar. Got some keyboards in there too. We're actually playing here at the Rail next Thursday, the 22nd at 5:30, followed by the Trainwrecks. They're an awesome Savannah band as well.
A lot of great bands here.
Yeah, this music scene is starting to really blow up now. We have an upcoming tour in April for a couple weeks, going through the Carolinas and through Atlanta. And yeah, we play here at the Rail sometimes, and this is a great bar. And actually, a lot of people who work here are big baseball fans, so I'm really glad to have the show here.
I like it. Hey, you're one of my baseball buddies. Goodness knows we've watched a few ball games together, so
yep.
Really appreciate you taking the time. And actually, what I want you to do is pass this along. We got another Rail Pub employee, and I want Mr. Patrick Larson to come on right now and tell us about some of the specials and some of the goings on for St. Patrick's Day. So, Sean, thanks for taking the time, buddy.
All right, bud. Thank you.
Yep. Patrick, welcome on. Of course, this is Patrick Larson, one of the other managers here at the Rail Pub, and one of the guys that was very instrumental in helping build the great outdoor bar. Patty, how you doing?
Great. How are you, Kyle?
Pretty good. Good. Minnesota boy?
Yes, sir. All Minnesota right. boy. Kirk Cousins came to us today.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
I mean, we can talk baseball, but I kind of want to talk Kirk Cousins today.
I'd rather you not. But, hey, come on. That's only going to hurt my Bears a little bit. But you're a proud Twinkies fan.
Yes, sir.
That's right. So, hey, I was saying you guys are going to look pretty good if you guys try to stay healthy.
Yeah, that's right. Young team in Minnesota.
Yeah, young team, but yeah, you got Sano, you got Brian Dozier, you got Rosario, you got some interesting, you got Brian Buxton, Byron Buxton, local guy. And right now, I talked a little bit about Sean, talk about some of the renovations that have gone on in the bar, and of course, I'm not going to admit, of course, shameless plug for his band, it's what I do.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about, we are in the middle of St. Patrick's Week, and it is going to be crazy this weekend here at 405 West Congress Street. What can we expect? Talk about some of the specials. What can everybody expect that comes to the Rail Pub?
It's going to be a great week in Savannah, a great week right here at the Rail Pub. Starting tonight, we have karaoke every night this week, 9:30 p.m.
Nice.
9:30. Okay. Karaoke 9:00. Every night right here at the Rail Pub. As Sean said, you know, Friday we have a great local punk band, In for a Penny. They'll be here at 6 p.m.
Oh,
Friday night.
Okay.
Saturday, 23rd annual Kegs and Eggs.
Be here
8 o'clock a.m., Kegs and Eggs.
Early starters.
Complimentary breakfast. Come in, get yourself a Jameson, get yourself a Guinness.
Little Irish breakfast action going on?
Absolutely. And also the first 80 people that show up for Kegs and Eggs, a free Rail t-shirt.
Nice. Okay. And by the way, yeah, that's, trust me, there's a lot of great swag here at the Rail. Not even swag, just great shirts, great hoodies. Yeah, if you're out
here. Come get a scarf, man. It's a little chilly tonight.
Hey, that's right. I mean, it is a breezy night. Hey, we scheduled this a while back, and hey, who knows? I expected to be wearing shorts tonight, but guess what? I'm not.
I am. Minnesota boy in Savannah. 50 degrees, bring out the shorts.
Oh, wow. Yeah, the Minnesota boy always makes the Chicago boy feel bad. All right. I appreciate that. That only hurt a little bit. So, yeah, but, yeah, a lot of great things going on right now. And, of course, we've got three levels at the bar. And, of course, make sure to come out. And what time does the Kegs and Eggs get started on St. Patrick's Day again?
Tell 8 a.m. Be out here early. The line's going to be long. First 80 people. Come get some Rail swag, free t-shirts. But yeah, get here early.
Yeah, and if you haven't experienced St. Patrick's Day in Savannah, especially at the wonderful Rail Pub, it does get crowded. But hey, we got a lot of room for you, and that is not going to discourage anybody. So, Patrick, I really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks again for joining me.
Hey, thanks a lot,
Kyle.
Man. I appreciate it.
All right, have a wonderful night. That was Patrick Larson, also with the Rail Pub, and getting us ready for this weekend. And we really appreciate them for being the wonderful sponsors they are for tonight's MLB Who's on First podcast. And, Coach, what are we looking at right now?
We still got about 2 minutes to go here, but 23 years. I didn't know that this place was here that long.
Yeah, 1995. It's a great spot. And several years ago, they actually renovated this outdoor patio area and made it what it is today. And it's pretty great. I mean, it's one of my favorite spots. The owners here are wonderful. Want to say special thanks to Swanee, Melissa Swanson, and Trina Brown for being such good friends and letting us do this show here tonight. It's one of the best bars in Savannah. Hey, nationwide, Food & Wine Magazine, they seem to like it.
It's no dive to me, buddy. I don't know how they won that award.
Nah, it's just in a category. Hey, I want to win something. I don't care what category it is.
A local pub in the bottom of a building that everybody loves to come. It's like Cheers.
Yeah, and honestly, if that's the case, I am definitely Norm. I called myself out, and I'll be honest, I've been called that in the past.
Get out of here.
But it does happen.
It just so happened that happened to be in Boston. But we'll take you right here in Savannah, Georgia with the Rail Pub, proud sponsors of the ESPN Radio.
Yeah, and hey, make sure to go ahead and sign up. Giving away a lot of great giveaways here. What do we got, about 30 seconds left here? And
we got time to go here. We got about a minute now.
All right, that only hurts a little bit.
So what are we going to talk about coming up in the last segment?
Okay, we're going to go ahead and wind it up. We got some different paces of play rules that are going to happen in Major League Baseball.
I hate it.
And we are, oh boy, we're going to have our usual annual fist fight that we have at the end of every show. But also make sure to come out. We're giving away some golf. We're also giving away a weekend pass. That's right, two tickets to Rockville in Jacksonville coming up here. I want to go, probably am. But we'll see what happens. I can't have these, and I'm looking at them right now. But make sure you get out here to the Rail Pub. Sign up right now. We're going to give these away at the end of the show, but you've got to be here to win right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton at 104.3, 1400 AM. And this is
the ESPN Radio Savannah. Who's on first? Major League Opening Day Baseball Show with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. And once again, it's all right here on the number one sports station in Savannah, Georgia.
Numero uno.
ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, 104.3 FM, and now at 92.7 in Hilton Head Island. We'll be right back after this.
It's the coach, Kyle, on ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to ESPN Radio Savannah's Who's On First Opening Day Major League Baseball preview show, and hopefully we'll be back here again. We got our presenting sponsor is the Rail Pub at 405 West Congress Street. Thank you for them.
We still got time.
I got to thank them for letting us come here and do this show. It's a lot of fun, and last year we got to do four shows. Hopefully we'll do four more. We'll break it down into quarters and talk more about baseball, but I'm Carl DeMasi from the Coach and Makos on, heard every Saturday morning from 9 until 11. Melissa Makos, former WTOC sports anchor, does a great job. And, of course, then I got my baseball fanatic with me, my sidekick. He's on first base. And, that's, of course, he is the voice of the Pride of the Lions, heard every Wednesday night right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, Kyle Lawson. Hey, great show. It flew right by, and now we got to put this thing to bed. I mean,
it does every
you're
time.
Out of the bullpen. You're warming up. You're going to close this one out.
We're going for the closer.
We're going for the closer right now.
So I know I got a Padres fan looking at me right now. Do I go for Trevor Hoffman? What do I do? Do I go for Mariano Rivera? You're the Yankee fan coach.
Raleigh Fingers.
You know, the guy that actually retired because if he would have joined the Cincinnati Reds, they would have made him shave that glorious mustache.
So I didn't play for the Yankees. Yeah. Couldn't have any facial hair.
Yeah, I couldn't have that.
So, you know.
Mattingly, shave those sideburns.
Sparky Lyle.
I was about to say, the leader of the Bronx Zoo.
So, all right, so let's get into this. A little rule changes in minor league baseball, but there is
Major League Baseball isn't one more.
You're only allowed six visits to the mound.
Okay, we'll stick with the major.
And that's with the manager and the catcher.
Yeah, that's visits, period.
Right.
And actually, how it works right now, you cannot have a visit to the mound. Six is the limit right now. We're going with pace of play, trying to attract, you know, younger fans, try to speed the game up. I don't know if it's going to work. They're trying it. We'll see what happens right now. They're going to figure ways around it. I don't have any problem with it. I just don't know how it's going to work. And I really don't know. I mean, this is just kind of a trial and error kind of a thing. I'm kind of okay with it right now. Let's just see how it goes. You're allowed one visit per inning, but you can't go over six. And that's pretty much those are the.
Well, after the six, you got to take the pitcher out every time.
Yeah, and that's just it. Do you really want to risk that? So I mean,
it takes the strategy out of baseball.
Guys are going to find ways around.
Of course, it's a rule. It's a law. Everybody's going to find a way around
it.
But then we go into the minor leagues. So we have the six.
It gets a little.
We have the six We have the 6-visit rule. Plus, you got 15 seconds between pitches.
Oh, yeah, it is quick. And I mean,
but you have 15 seconds to come in your stance or from the stretch. That's what it means. You don't have to throw it in 15 seconds, but you got to be ready to throw the ball. You got to be in your offering position, whether it's the windup or the stretch, to throw the ball.
Yeah, you got to have your toe on the rubber and be ready to go in that time. In the past, and we had previously, you know, what was it? We had a 20-second clock for a minute.
Right.
We did that. Okay. And I've been to my share of, you know, minor league games in the last couple of years, and I've seen that. It's a prominent clock. You cannot miss it.
And it's right out in center field, so the home plate umpire can see what's going on. And another new rule in minor league baseball, which will be in AAA and AA, not the single-A or low single-A or the rookie ball.
Instructional leagues.
Okay, it
like
won't
that.
Be in there. No extra innings. They're going to put a runner. It's called the California rule, and it comes from softball fast pitch. They're going to put a runner at second base to start the top of the 10th inning, and you go from there with no outs.
I don't like any of it.
I don't like it either. It's not baseball. You're a purist. I'm a purist. Just play the game until somebody wins. I'm sorry. You know what? I paid my money. I want to watch a four-hour baseball game. I want to watch a four-hour baseball game. But
you
like
can
you said,
leave. You can leave if you want to. I don't care.
I mean, just like, you know, free baseball by a Padre fan.
I was about to say.
Come on, give your Padre fan a little love here. What your name?
I was about to say thank you, Senor Staggs. But he's a good man in thorough. Love that. Love the white shoes. Love the Tony Gwynn jersey.
Gotcha.
As much as I like.
As long as we don't bring back Dave Winfield's brown and gold one, right?
Oh, the Castilian bronze?
Yeah.
It's like you're buying a Pontiac.
But that's a Padre. A Padre wears a black cloak.
Yeah, the Friars, St. James Friars.
Right, so they should be in brown.
The St. James
Now
Friars.
We got blue and orange.
Yeah. Hey, look, no, I actually like the current Padres logos, if you ask me.
Right.
But they do an homage to the Padres of the past with that third jersey. They go back to that, you know, Castilian bronze and gold.
Everybody has a third uniform now. Everybody goes throwback. There's only one team that doesn't go to throwback.
What's that?
They're in New York City.
Oh,
you don't see the Yankees
talking
wearing
about the Mets?
No, I'm talking about the Yankees. The Mets have a different dark blue, light blue. Okay, but the Yankees.
I just wanted to squeeze it out.
The
of you.
Yankees are in pinstripe white at home and on grays on the road. You're not going to see navy blue.
What? The Cubs and the Dodgers and the Tigers do the same thing.
No, they don't.
Yeah, we do.
Cubs wear their royal blue shirt.
Nothing wrong with that. We won a World Series in that jersey.
The old uniform was pinstripe. Royal blue with the Cubs, grays on the road. They threw the blue jersey in there. That's not original. That's just like, why change the uniform? Alabama, Penn State, Georgia Southern. Simple and sweet right there. Why do we have to have these funky colors? Because it's all about marketing.
I cannot all right. wait for the Yankees to have a third jersey.
We it just is. Jumped. We just
oh,
jumped off.
It is coming.
We just got out of the baseline here. So go. Are there any new rules that we? I'm called DeMasi.
Okay.
I'm here with Kyle Lawson. We're at the Rail Pub, our sponsor of tonight's ESPN Radio Savannah. Who's on first? Opening day
we're
baseball show.
We're having way too much fun, right?
Hey, this has gone by. I can't believe how quick it's got by.
We're
looking at 4 minutes now. So any other rule changes you think we're going to have to face?
Yeah, right now we're pretty much just looking at the 6 visits right now in the major leagues and in the minor leagues with, of course, the
15-second clock.
And, of course, the 15-second clock in the minor leagues. And
it goes to 20 seconds. I forgot to tell you. It goes to 20 seconds with a runner on base.
That is correct. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes. If they are going to try some rule changes, it needs to happen in the minor leagues.
Exactly.
Let's see where it goes. And I know they've tried a few things at instructional levels. And we're just going to see how it happens. I mean, of course, you're going to see things like this in, you know, in the Eastern League and the Southern League in AA. And of
the Carolina League.
You know, PCL and International League in AAA. I'm not sure.
They're going to give them a two-week grace period. April 20th, it goes into full effect. They're going to get warnings the first 2 weeks because minor league baseball starts April 5th, not March 29th like the major leagues. So they're going to get a two-week
grace
period.
I mean, you're looking at like a 140-game season, so yeah, you're going to get started a little bit later. I like the fact, and of course, you can hear the first Braves game right here on the flagship of the Atlanta Braves on ESPN Savannah, Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM, and Hilton Head Island on 92.7. Here are all 162 games. They get things started on March the 29th. I actually like the fact that it's starting basically half a week early. Try to speed things up a little bit. I mean, there's nothing I love more than October baseball, but then again, I'm a, you know.
It's against the Phillies.
Yeah, it's against the fighting Phils.
You can hear it right here on ESPN Radio Savannah.
First pitch, what do
first
you got?
First pitch, 4:10.
410.
Who do you think is going to throw? Nola against Tehran, or are they going to throw Jake?
Yeah, I guarantee you Jake Arrieta is going to be going opening day. He is their ace. I still like what Aaron Nola has. He's going to go against Tehran, and we'll see what happens. This is going to be a fun Braves team, and the Phillies are a little bit farther ahead in the development, but overall I think the Atlanta Braves have, well, I think it's been proven by multiple, you know, baseball think tanks, they got a great farm system. Just grin and bear it for this year. They could even be a 500 team. I think they're going to be a very fun team, and get ready for 2019, because I think you're going to see some great things.
Hey, they're 9-10 in spring training, the Braves. They won today. They beat the Phillies 5-3. Julio Teheran had a good outing for the Braves.
Another good outing, and guys are going a little bit deeper as and they now start we're build up on some of their last starts.
And we're putting guys back down in AAA and AA, so that it's trying to get the final 25-man roster.
Ready for the regular season, find out who's going to go to Gwinnett and Mississippi. And these are good things, and I think Snitzer's pretty – Brian Snitzer, of course, the manager of the Braves, very excited about the ball club that he has. He got some fun pieces, but if you're a young Braves fan or even an old Braves fan, this is really time to get on board. It's a beautiful new stadium up in SunTrust Park, so make sure you get up there and check them out this summer. I'm definitely going to make the drive myself.
Now, is it true that Chipper Jones is going somewhere this summer?
Where's Chip's going?
Isn't Chipper Jones going in the Hall of Fame?
I think he might. He might make a little quaint trip to a little place in central New York.
Called
That's
Cooperstown.
Right. One of the greatest Braves of all time.
Number Lawrence.
10, don't call him Larry. Chipper Jones.
It's Lawrence Chipper Jones. Shea
Junior.
Stadium.
Junior.
Shea Stadium. Lawrence. Lawrence.
Oh, how did that work?
But he was a Shea Stadium killer.
Oh, he was a Shea killer. I mean, hey, every team's got that killer. He hit a lot of home runs for the Braves and earned his spot into Cooperstown. So Chipper will definitely be heading to Cooperstown. It's a great thing. Another great Brave.
All right, buddy. We got about 40 seconds to go here. Great job, Kyle Lawson, the host of the Pride of the Lions show, heard every Wednesday night. I'm Carl DeMasi from Coach Makos. You've listened to the ESPN Radio Major League Baseball Who's on First opening day show. Kyle, always a lot of fun. We got about 19 to go here. Whatever you may be doing, buddy, and especially this weekend, always hit it out of the park.
Always hit it out of the park. Coach, I can't wait. Get ready for opening day, and we'll make sure to bring it all to you.
And it's all on ESPN Radio Savannah Hillhead, 104.3 AM 1400, and now over Hillhead, 92.7. We're out of here. Have a great week.
Tune in next time when the Coach and Kyle talk baseball. Coach Carl DeMasi, Kyle Lawson, Who's on First on ESPN Radio.